Thank you very much, Bhante, for that. Well, I found it a very stirring talk, especially at the end there, where Bhante was really urging us to keep going forth. I was quite struck by some of his language, putting it down in my notebook, about as the FWBO grows older, there's a desire in people to settle down. That's a pity. If it goes on, we won't have an order. Will be sucked into the swamp of ordinary life. That is really quite a thought. And perhaps that's the thought to kind of go away with, and all of us need to reflect on and just ask ourselves whether or not we're doing that, whether we are getting sucked into the swamp of ordinary life, or whether we're continuing to go forth towards enlightenment. And as he said, going forth is an integral and essential part of our going for refuge. An integral and essential part of our going for refuge. I think it's well worth going away and reflecting on all that. And also, I'm very glad Bhante referred to this business of having no regrets about not having a proper monastic training. I was really very glad he said that, because a year or two ago I reread Bhante's memoirs of his wandering days. I just felt this mood come over me on a solitary to read it. And it's well worth rereading all that. And one of the things that struck me was this period. It was around the time of his vision of Amitabha in the cave near Ramana Maharshi's ashram. And he described how he was, as a Buddhist, really on his own among Hindus. And how actually he hadn't been that impressed by many of the Buddhists that he'd met. In fact, the Hindu teachers he'd met seemed much more spiritually developed than any of the Buddhists that he'd met. But far from putting him off Buddhism, it resulted in a much deeper love for the Dharma and a great longing to be ordained. And one of the things that struck me about that particular account, that particular reflection that he had, that particular experience, was that we have that embodied in our own ordination. In our own private ordination, before the public ordination. In the private ordination, we go alone, regardless of what any other person is doing. Well, Bhante used to say at ordinations, even if nobody else in the whole world goes for refuge, I will still go for refuge. And, well, even if nobody else in the world goes forth, we still go forth. So I want to thank Bhante for not having a monastic training, and for going forth in the traditional manner, and how that's embodied now in our own spiritual community, in our own order. And it's well worth, I think, looking back at Bhante's experience and really asking ourselves, well, do we continue to go for refuge, to go forth with that spirit in that way? So thank you very much, Bhante. It's just so good to watch you, and to watch you teach the Dharma, and to hear you teach the Dharma, and may you go on teaching the Dharma for as long as you desire, for as long as possible, for the benefit of all beings. Thank you, Bhante. Mm.